number 241 from the Crime Files of Flamont. A new file card, please, to the plate. Advertising man suspects plot to deprive him of his job. Ask for interview. Flamand, the most unusual detective in criminal history. Flamand, famous psychologist and character analyst. Flamand, who looks beyond laughter and tears, jealousy and greed, in order to discover the reason why. And now, card number 241 from the Crime Files of Flamand. The scene is the private office of Dale Cripps, president of Cripps Barney Incorporated, an advertising agency. Ken Starkway, one of the agency's vice presidents, has just entered and speaks to Cripps, who is busy at his desk.
I just got this memo from you, Dale. I don't get it.
Memo?
What memo?
This one.
It says that effective next Monday, somebody named James Darnell is to replace me as vice president in charge of research.
Oh, I meant to tell you about that.
It doesn't mean a thing.
What do you mean it doesn't mean a thing?
You're staying on at your present salary, Ken. The only difference is that you'll be working for Darnell.
Oh? Well, who is this guy, Darnell? I've never heard of him.
You'll meet him Monday and show him the ropes.
Show him the ropes?
Yes, I don't think he's ever worked in an ad agency before.
Look, Dale, what is this? Hasn't my work been okay?
Sure it has. We're not firing you, are we?
But if this Darnell character hasn't ever even worked in an agency...
Look, Ken.
But I don't get it.
Ken, I don't have to explain anything I do in this agency to anyone except myself.
I know. But it wasn't always that way, was it?
What do you mean?
It wasn't that way when Alex Barney was here.
Dale, I've forbidden the mention of that name around this agency, and you know it.
Dale, whatever happened to Alex Barney anyway?
I don't know. And I don't care to talk about it. That was a very unhappy association, and I'd just as soon forget.
I don't see how you can when you keep on calling the agency Cripps Barney Incorporated.
We started business with that name, and that's the only reason we keep it. Now, if you don't mind...
Okay, Dale, okay, but I think you're being darn unfair. Why, Alice Pinckney tells me this Darnell guy's never even made application for a job.
And you can tell Miss Pinckney that she's not running this agency.
All right, if that's the way you feel.
It is. And besides, I'm too busy to discuss a situation that's already set.
All right, I'll go now, but maybe we can discuss it some other time.
No, not some other time.
Okay.
What's he saying, Mr. Scottway? Any luck?
No luck, Ellen.
It looks as though you had it pretty hot and heavy.
We did.
Well, you should know better than to challenge the boss. You still work here?
That's the funny part of it. I not only still work here, but my salary remains the same.
Well, I understand.
Alice, it's not just the money. It's bound to get out that I'm not here to research anymore. That'll look bad.
Oh, sure, but
Alice,
then...
there's something funny going on here.
I can't deny that.
Besides, I've got to prove that Cripps is wrong.
Prove that he's wrong?
Yes.
But how can you do a thing like that?
All I know is that I'm not going to do it alone.
Now look, Mr. Sardway, if you're going to start giving with the river...
I'm going to hire a detective.
A detective? Now, wait a minute.
I'm not going to wait any longer than it takes me to get him on the telephone.
But who is he?
His name is... I almost stepped right into that one, didn't I?
Ken Sardway smiles and then walks past Alice Pinckney into his office, where he dials a telephone number he was careful enough to look up earlier. In just a moment, we'll return to the Crime Files of Flamont. Now, back to file number 241 of... the Crime Files of Flamont. Once again, the scene is the office of Dale Cripps, president of Cripps Barney Incorporated Advertising. Flamont has just seated himself in a large red leather chair.
You say you're A detective, Lamont.
That's right, Mr. Cripps.
What the devil do I want with a detective?
That's not why I'm here. I've been hired to investigate a man named James Darnell.
You're investigating Darnell?
Yes, and I'd like to.
Just a second. Did Ken Stodgway hire you?
The name of the person who hired me is confidential. I merely want to know a few facts about Darnell.
But Darnell will be here Monday, Flamand. He can answer your questions himself.
Okay, but how about Mr. Barney? Maybe he can give me some dope on Darnell.
Alex Barney isn't connected in any way with this agency and hasn't been for the last 2 years.
I know that.
You know that? Then why did you ask about Barney?
Because nobody seems to know what happened to him after he left here.
Which is all right with me. And now, if you don't mind...
Has anyone ever tried to find him?
I haven't the slightest idea, Flamand. All I know is that I haven't, and I don't intend to. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'm a very busy man.
Well, Flamand, it's Monday, and my calendar has a notation on it which says, Darnell.
I haven't forgotten.
Found out anything about him?
Nope. In fact, I'm beginning to wonder whether the guy really exists.
Oh, come on now.
Hello.
Oh,
come in, Stodgway. I was going to phone you, Flamand, but I thought I'd better report in person.
Any word about the mysterious Mr. Darnell, Mr. Stodgway?
Yes, Miss Lake. He's finally shown up.
And he came to work this morning.
Yes.
Where's he staying, you know?
Why, with me.
With you?
Yeah. I suppose that does sound funny, but...
Sure does.
Well, you see, look... He turned out to be a real nice guy.
Well, you're taking over your job, isn't he?
Yes, but he isn't acting like that. And while we got to talking, and he doesn't like hotels and won't have time to look for an apartment of his own, so I suggested he move into my place for a while.
You know, Flamand, there are more ways of losing clients.
Well, I'll pay you for what you've done.
Except that I haven't done anything, so...
Oh, excuse me. Understanding Incorporated.
Is Mr. Kenneth
Stodgway
there?
Yes, just a minute. See you, Mr. Stodgway.
Hmm? Oh, thanks. Hello?
This is Alice Pinky, Mrs. Stodgway. I'm sorry to disturb you, but you better get back to the office right away.
Why? What's wrong?
Mr. Cripps just asked for you. So I rang your office and not getting any answer. I went back there and your office has been torn to pieces.
Torn to pieces?
Yes. Surveys and papers, everything scattered all over the place.
You mean that Darnell's done this?
Well, I don't know who did it, but the place looks as though it's been hit by a cyclone. Here comes the boss.
I'll be darned.
What's the matter?
That was Alice Pinckney, Cripps' secretary.
I take it you're looking for a job.
All I know is that she said somebody's been through my office and that it's been turned upside down.
I'd say this calls for going over there and taking a look.
I guess you're right. Maybe I made up my mind a little too soon about Darnell.
Maybe and maybe not. But it sure will be interesting to find out.
Oh, this is my office.
Oh, brother.
Calling this a mess is the understatement of the week.
And I say it's an outrage. Do you know who's been in here this afternoon, Mr. Pinckney?
As far as I know, Mr. Cripps, just Mr. Darnell.
Did he say what he wanted?
He wanted to take one of the sales solicitation books home with him so he could get some idea of the way we handle our surveys.
They're confidential, aren't they?
Highly confidential. They're shown only to clients and prospective clients.
That's practically the basis of every advertising campaign, too.
That's right.
Well, Dale, if Darnell's responsible for this little rubbish...
What makes you think he is?
Well, who else would be?
Well,
You know where Darnell is now, Cripps?
Why, he told me he was staying with Stodgway for the time being. But I don't think he had anything to do with this.
You're so determined to have him work out, aren't you?
And you've hired a detective to see that he doesn't.
Well,
I know one thing.
What?
The detective would like to talk to Mr. Darnell.
Stodgway, let's go to your apartment and see what we can find out.
Well, all right.
Just a second, Mr. Stodgway.
Yes?
Should I have the mailroom boys clear up this mess?
Oh, I should say not. Why, some of these surveys are practically priceless.
I didn't say throw them away.
Well,
yes. She's right, Ken. Come on, the three of us can gather up all this stuff and stack it in the closet.
Okay.
Open the door, Alice. We can pile everything on the floor.
All right, at least there'll be some kind of order.
Wait, Scott.
Is that
done
there?
Yes.
Is he all right?
He's dead.
Dead?
That's right. Murdered.
Oh, no. How do you know he was murdered?
This piece of very heavy twine around his neck tells the story, Cripps. He was probably knocked out and then strangled.
Who would...
I don't know. Pretty sure thing, though, that the twine came from your mailroom here.
All right, Cripps, what do you know about Darnell?
Yes, I guess it's time I told you.
It may even be a little late. I can tell you who he was. He's a private detective.
Just a minute, Alice. I'll handle this.
Is she right, Cripps?
Yes, he's right.
You brought him in from some other city?
Why, yes. But how did you know that?
Well, I never saw him before.
What was the idea of planting him in my department?
Because I thought he could work more quietly here than anywhere else.
And just what was he working on?
Well, it's a funny thing, but for the last few months, our competitors have been wise to every move we were about to make.
Are you accusing me?
I'm not accusing anybody here. But somebody in this agency was tipping our hand. And if it doesn't stop, we'll be run out of business.
But think me, if you knew Darnell was a detective, why didn't you tell me right away?
I thought it was none of your business. Besides, I worked for Mr. Crisp.
That's right, so did Darnell.
What do you mean?
Just that working for Dale Crisp isn't insurance against somebody putting a rope around your neck and pulling it just a little too tight. Get what I mean?
Look, Flamand, the police have been gone for over an hour now, and I'm terribly tired.
Oh,
and
so am I. But if you want me to stay...
Just what is it you're digging for, Flamand?
I'm going through these surveys, Tajway, in hope of finding out what Darnell was after.
And the rest of you want to go home. But what does that matter now?
That is a great deal. I'm going to find a survey he was looking for.
Do you think he was looking for some particular one?
Of course. Otherwise, he'd still be alive.
Let's see here, Flamand. If you're hinting I had anything to do with Darnell's murder...
Wait, Scott Ken, don't be silly. You're the number one suspect.
But I didn't even know the guy.
But you were trying awfully hard to know him, weren't you? You even hired a detective before anything happened.
But, Mr. Crisp, Mr. Stodgway couldn't have been tipping other agencies off to our plans. He didn't even know our plans.
That's true, Alice. But he also didn't know what it was Darnell was here to check. He simply thought Darnell was freezing him out of his job.
Now, look, James.
Hold it, William. You're all just guessing, and that's no good. Why don't you three go home and get some sleep?
Oh, that's a good idea. Except that it doesn't include me.
That's right. You and I, Sandra, are going to do a little research. And I can't think of a better place to do it than in the research department.
And we haven't found one darn thing.
Oh, keep looking, Sandra.
What are we looking for?
Whatever it is that caused Darnell's murder.
Well, isn't that a little far-fetched, Lamont?
I wouldn't say so.
Okay, maybe you're right.
Thanks.
It's the same. I don't like the idea of working in this place so late at night.
Because the murder was committed here?
Well, after all...
Don't let your imagination get you down, Sandra. Besides, to keep your mind on your work...
The light.
Don't move, Sandra.
Somebody turned off the light. We didn't even hear the click of the switch.
That's because the master switch must have been turned off. You can see there's not even a line of light under the door from out in the corridor.
Gosh, this gives the person no weakness.
Oh,
there's somebody here.
Who's that? Hey, don't answer. If you think I'm crazy enough to go after you in the dark. Sandra, you all right?
Well, being scared to death, being all right. I'm all right.
Good.
Think that was a killer?
I don't know, but I'm sure that shot was just a warning, meaning get out or else.
Well, I'm for getting out. Come on.
Okay, but don't bump into the door.
Oh, I got it. Gee, it's dark in this place.
I'll have to find our way by hugging the wall.
Here's a while you're at it, you can hold my hand.
Okay. The elevator's this way.
Gosh, I'm glad you've got enough sense to get out of here. There's nothing that can't wait until morning.
Yes, there is.
Oh, no, Flamand, you don't mean that you...
The whoever turned out the lights and came into Starway's office is still here.
But that doesn't mean we've got to keep him company.
Look, here's what I want you to do. First...
Oh, yes. The elevator.
Then push the down button.
Okay. And, Flamand, if you don't have enough sense...
Sandra, yet, I want you to go outside the building and find the nearest all-night drugstore.
You mean I should eat while you're getting yourself murdered?
I want you to make 3 telephone calls.
This hour of the night?
Yes, I want you to call Chris Starway and Alice Pinckney. In that way, we can...
I get it. The one who doesn't answer is the one who's sneaking around here in the dark.
That's what I've got in mind.
Okay.
And get back up here as fast as you can.
No. Yes, I'm coming.
Well, let me see. This whole darn place wasn't carpeted from wall to wall. Hey, no dice, pal. You think I'm coming after you? You're crazy. I don't argue with guns. What the dickens are you throwing now? A book, eh? Maybe if I get over that red light with a fire escape, is... Well, I'll be darned.
survey of past performances. That sounds like what I've been looking for. But I still can't...
In spite of his precautions, Flamand is trapped by an unknown, unseen, and apparently murderous assailant. In a moment, we'll see what happens next in the Crime Files of Flamand. To file number 241 of the Crime Files of Flamand. It's now about 20 minutes later. Sandra, returning to the offices of Cripps Barney Incorporated, has stumbled over Flamand's motionless form.
Flamand, are you all right?
Oh, good heavens,
if I could just...
Sandra?
Flamand, what happened?
I got a hit on the back of the head. Somebody sneaked up behind me. The book. Where's the book?
Book? You out of your mind?
No, somebody threw a book, and it's the one we've been looking for.
Okay, but what do you...
Light a match. Where's the risk of...
Please don't light a match.
I got to. I guess I had lost my mind. The book was just bait to distract my attention. I'm dumb enough to pick it up.
And get trapped.
Mm-hmm. Then whoever let me have it picked up the book and beat it.
So, well, maybe the elevator man can
help.
Whoever's
behind us is too smart to ride an elevator, Sandra. How did you make out on the phone?
Question starts where he answered.
No, I think he didn't.
No, I must have tried for almost 10 minutes.
Okay. Did you write down her address?
No, but I remember it. She lives at...
All right, let's see whether I can stand up.
Okay, give me a hand. Here you are. All right.
Oh, so I've been through a meat grinder?
Well, maybe a good night's rest.
Oh, sure, but we'll have to wait. We've got work.
Oh, honestly, this has affected your mind.
Maybe, but I still know we've got to see Alice Pinckney.
But her phone didn't answer.
That's why we're going there. And don't tell me it can wait until tomorrow, because tomorrow will be too late.
I told you she wasn't home.
And I say that we're staying here until...
What in the world are you...
Miss Pinckney. I want to talk with you.
But you can't wake me up and walk in here like this in the middle of the night.
If you've been asleep, how come the phone didn't awaken you a little while ago?
The phone? Yes, I called you from downtown.
I must have been asleep.
I doubt it.
Here, if you think...
Where's
you...
the book, Miss Pinckney?
Book? What book?
A little item that's kept in Crip Barney's research department.
Ask Mr. Stodgway about it. He's in charge of research.
It's called Survey of Past Performances.
I know nothing about it.
I bet. You know, Miss Pinckney, you hit me pretty darn hard with that pistol, but I've still got a headache.
I haven't the slightest idea what you're talking about.
Oh, sure. You take the bedroom, Sandra. Mm-hmm. I'll look around out here.
Okay, Bob, and don't turn your back.
Now, let's see. The Davenport first.
It's in here. You have no right to tear my apartment. You mean if you are a detective?
I can't help you,
no.
You still read that book called Survey of
Drop that book, Miss Lake.
Well, I suppose that's the gun you hit me over the head with.
Yes. And if you think I'm afraid to use it...
Drop the book, Sandra.
It's a pleasure.
Satisfied now, Miss Pinckney?
Not quite. Something's got to be done about you two.
Would you mind letting me see the book first?
Don't move. Not taking any chances with you because I can't afford to.
Then what are you going to do? You can't kill us.
Why can't I kill you?
You don't think I'd walk into the lion's den unarmed without letting the police know what I'm up to, do you?
You're bluffing.
Is he?
That must be Sergeant Reardon now.
Stay away from that door.
Okay. You open it, Sandra.
He goes near that door.
She dropped the gun, Sandra.
I got it. Pretty clever of you, Flamand. distracting me and then almost breaking my wrist with that judo blow.
Flattery will get you no place, Mr. Stinky.
Why, Todd?
Great Scott, what's going on here?
Barney and Cripp.
Well, of course.
Close the door, Todway.
Look, what's this all about?
Let me ask one first. How come you two show up here at this time of night?
Why, Dale phoned me right after Miss Lake called. He said Alice wasn't home and that we'd better come over and see whether anything was wrong.
That's right. Miss Lake's call worried me, but what's going on here?
I don't know yet, Chris. Sandra, will you hand me that book, please?
Oh, of course.
Thank you. Remember this, Dudley?
What?
A survey of past performances. Well, yeah, I remember seeing it. And it's old stuff, so I never read it.
You should have. It's sensational. But wait, I'll read some to the loud. Here's how it starts out. I, Alex Barney, leave this legacy to some hard-working, underpaid research man, knowing that Dale Cripps will never discover it. He never uses the research department except when he absolutely has to.
What's this all about, anyway?
Hold it, Cripps. I'm an old research man myself, old and disillusioned and maybe a little frightened. Right now, my only desire is to get as far away from Cripps Barney Incorporated as I possibly can. Dale Cripps is squeezing me out, and I know him too well to fight. And knowing as much as I do, I have no desire to stay here anyway.
That vindictive louse.
To you, whoever you are, I offer security and success. Because in this book, you'll find absolute proof that Cripps is a thief and a liar.
That's enough.
This won't hurt you if it isn't true, Cripps. In this book, there's proof that Cripps is a thief and a liar. And you, whoever you are, can salt away plenty for your old age by selling him a little of this material at a time. And be sure to make your price high. But for your own protection, don't let him know who you are.
Did you find this pack of lies in Alice Pinckney's possession?
He sure did. You want to change your story about why you hired Darnell, Mr. Cripps?
Well, yes. I was being blackmailed, but I didn't know who was doing it. So I hired Darnell. Apparently, he found out.
How can you be blackmailed by somebody you don't even know?
That's possible, Sandra. But there's just one thing, Cripps. If this book is a pack of lies, why did you pay?
Because the agency business depends upon the confidence of one's client. That book, without a word of truth in it...
It's true, and you know it. And there's proof, too. Enough proof to make you pay plenty.
Put her under arrest, Lamont. And give me that book. It's causing no trouble.
But if you destroy it, Chris, how can you prosecute it for blackmail?
I meant you should arrest her for Darnell's murder.
But I haven't any evidence that Miss Pinckney murdered Darnell. I'm arresting you for that.
He killed Darnell?
Look, Lamont,
why would I want to kill him?
How are you paying this blackmail, Chris?
Why, by mail.
General delivery?
Yes.
I don't get it.
Neither do I.
There's nothing to it. The blackmailer gave Chris a false name and told him to send the money care of general delivery.
Oh, I see. Then all he had to do was pick up the money, huh?
Except that it was a she. Isn't that right, Miss Pinckney?
Yes, that's right. But I didn't kill Darnell.
No, but Darnell knew that all he had to do was watch the general delivery window at the post office. Then, when he saw you, he had a pretty good idea first to look for your information.
And he found this book and read it.
That can't be true. Except that it is. After all, the book contains proof that you're a thief. So Darnell told you he'd have to turn it over to the police.
But if I'd killed him to get the book, I'd have destroyed it.
Sure, only you couldn't find it.
Come on, this is ridiculous.
Look, Chris, Darnell knew where the book was and so did Miss Pinckney. All you knew is that it was someplace in the research department. So you had to look for it, and that's why you tore the place to pieces.
But Ken didn't know where it was. He'd have had nothing, Taylor, if you think you...
Say this to me, Dudley. Okay, Chris, he didn't know where it was. But can you imagine him making a shambles of his own office, throwing his precious surveys all over the floor? Can you?
That's quite a theory, Flamond. How would you like to prove it in court?
I don't have to.
Oh?
No, even without murder, this book proves enough about you to keep you in jail the rest of your life.
The rest of my life?
Yeah.
Well, get away from that door!
Great going, Sartre. That's the best flying tackle I ever saw.
Okay, where did you play football?
Well, as a rule, I don't talk about it, but, gosh, I never got to be more than a water boy.
We'll be back in a minute with tonight's basic clue, an exclusive feature of the Crime Files of Flamand. Thank you. Basic clue in file number 241 of the Crime Files of Lamont.
You know, Lamont, the one person I figured was in the clear was Dale Cripp.
Okay, Sandra. Look at it this way.
Mm-hmm.
First, Alice Pinckney wasn't physically capable of strangling a man without knocking him out.
All right. But how about Ken Sargway?
He was never a suspect.
Why not? Because he hired you?
Partly. It was also obvious that Stansway wasn't the blackmailer and didn't know who or what Darnell was.
How'd you know that?
Well, if he'd been the blackmailer, mm-hmm. he wouldn't have hired me. He could have simply sent Cripps a letter telling him to lay off or be exposed.
But, how did Alice Pinckney get a hold of that book?
By snooping around the research department. And she left it there because it seemed like the safest place.
And that was that?
Yep. But, you know, I've been thinking...
Go on.
Alex Bunny's revenge was sort of delayed, but it was darn subtle.
Sure was. Hey, that's it.
Title for the file card?
Yes, sir.
What are you going to call it? The case of the Water Boy's triumph?
Don't be silly, Lamont. I'm calling it the case of the delayed revenge.